Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Memor Bei Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechet Ksubos Daf Pei Off, the 8th Perek Isha Shenaflu. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. The Zikhu Masechet Ksubos program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks on the bottom Daf Pei Am Beis, Shomer's Yavam Shemesa Mikovra, a Shomer's Yavam that dies, who buries her? Meaning, who's responsible to pay for her burial? Do the husband's heirs, meaning the Yovam, bury her because they inherit the Ksuba, or perhaps the father's heirs bury her because they inherit the properties that enter and leave with her, referring to the Nix and the Lug? Rav Amram said that the answer can be found in the Brice of the Tod, that if a Shomer's Yovam dies, Yosheh, Yosheh Ksuba Seh, Chayavim Kvurasa, her heirs, those who inherit her Ksuba, are chayav to bury her. We learn from here that it's the Yovam who buries her. When Abai brings a Mishnah supporting this ruling, Rava challenges him by suggesting that the Yovam could say, I'm inheriting a brother, I have no chiyuv to bury his wife. Rashi explains that he can claim that he's not directly inheriting the ksuba amount from her. Rather, it's his brother's estate that retains that amount of money in light of her death, and he's inheriting the monies from his brother's estate. The Gemara continues with an extensive exchange between Abai and Rava. Point number two, as part of the exchange between Abai and Rava, the Gemara mentions Beis Shammai's position that shtar omed l'gavo is kegavo idami, a shtar that awaits collections is considered as if it has already been collected. Rashi explains that the one who holds a shtar which gives him a lien on the debtor's property is considered more muchzak in the property than the debtor himself. The Gemara brings a source to demonstrate Beis Shammai's position from a Mishnah in Sota. Mesu balen ad shoshasu, if their husbands die before they drank the bitter waters, Beis Shammai say, noto as ksuba below shosos, they collect the ksuba from their husband's estate and do not drink. But Beis Hillel say, they either drink or do not collect the ksuba. Now, why, according to Beis Shammai, do they collect the ksuba? It's a suffix if they're entitled to a ksuba, because suffix zana, suffix lozana. It's a suffix whether they committed adultery or not. Vakasi suffix umotsi mide vada. Yet, the suffix claim of the wife comes and removes the ksuba payment from the vada claim of the husband's estate. We see from here that Beis Shammai hold shtar omed l'gavo is kegavo idami, that a shtar that awaits collections is considered as if it's already collected, and the burden of proof is on the husband's estate to take it from her. And point with you, the Gemara brings an incident where the Yavama fell to a man in Pumbandisa, and his younger brother wanted to give her a get to pasul her tomb, so that his older brother would not inherit the entire estate of the deceased brother. The older brother said he should not give her the get, ana b'nikse palignalach, and I'll divide the estate with you. Rav Yosef said, since the Rabban said regarding Oshimer's Yavam that the Yavam cannot sell the property of the deceased brother's estate, even though he did sell, it's not a valid sale. Therefore, the Yavam's promise to share the estate is not valid, even though he had made a kinyan at the time of the declaration to share the estate. Abai challenges Rav Yosef from the Mishnah that taught that if a woman inherited properties after becoming an Arusa, even though Beis Hillel says she may not sell or give them away, they agree with Beis Shammai that if she did, the transfer stands. They ended up sending this question to numerous authorities, and when Rav Yosef found another Brisa supporting him, they were told that Rav Yosef Bar Manyumi said in the name of Rav Nachman that this Brisa was not taught and could not be used as a support. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara asks on the bottom, Daf Pei Amud Beis, Shomer's Yavam Shemesa Mikovra, a Shomer's Yavam that dies, who buries her? Do the husband's heirs, meaning the Yavam, bury her because they inherit the Ksuba, or perhaps the father's heirs bury her because they inherit the properties that enter and leave with her, referring to the Nix and the Lug? Rav Amram said that the answer can be found in the Brice of the Tod, that if a Shomer's Yavam dies, Yosheh, Yosheh Ksuba Seh, Chayavim Kvurasa, her heirs, those who inherit her Ksuba, are chayav to bury her. We learn from here that it's the Yavam who buries her. When Abai brings a Mishnah supporting this ruling, Rava challenges him by suggesting that the Yavam could say, I'm inheriting a brother, I have no chiyuv to bury his wife. Rashi explains that he can claim that he's not directly inheriting the ksuba amount from her. Rather, it's his brother's estate that retains that amount of money in light of her death, and he's inheriting the monies from his brother's estate. The Gemara continues with an extensive exchange between Abai and Rava. Point number two, as part of the exchange between Abai and Rava, the Gemara mentions Beis Shammai's position that shtar omed l'gavo is kegavo idami, a shtar that awaits collections is considered as if it has already been collected. Rashi explains that the one who holds a shtar which gives him a lien on the debtor's property is considered more muchzak in the property than the debtor himself. The Gemara brings a source to demonstrate Beis Shammai's position from a Mishnah in Sota. Mesu balen ad shoshasu, if their husbands die before they drank the bitter waters, Beis Shammai say, noto as ksuba below shosos, they collect the ksuba from their husband's estate and do not drink. But Beis Hillel say, they either drink or do not collect the ksuba. Now, why, according to Beis Shammai, do they collect the ksuba? It's a suffix if they're entitled to a ksuba, because suffix zana, suffix lozana. It's a suffix whether they committed adultery or not. Vakasi suffix umotsi mide vada. Yet, the suffix claim of the wife comes and removes the ksuba payment from the vada claim of the husband's estate. We see from here that Beishamai hold Shtar Omer Ligabos Kagavui Dami, that a shtar that waits collections is considered as if it's already collected, and the burden of proof is on the husband's estate to take it from her. And point with you, the Gemara brings an incident where the Yavama fell to a man in Pumbendisa, and his younger brother wanted to give her a get to apostle her tomb, so that his older brother would not inherit the entire estate of the deceased brother. The older brother said he should not give her the get, anabenikse palignalach, and I'll divide the estate with you. Rav Yosef said, since the Rabban said regarding Oshimer's Yavam, that the Yavam cannot sell the property of the deceased brother's estate, even though he did sell, it's not a valid sale. Therefore, the Yavam's promise to share the estate is not valid, even though he had made a kinyan at the time of the declaration to share the estate. Abai challenges Rav Yosef from the Mishnah that taught that if a woman inherited properties after becoming an Arusa, even though Beis Hillel says she may not sell or give them away, they agree with Beis Shammai that if she did, the transfer stands. They ended up sending this question to numerous authorities, and when Rav Yosef found another Brisa supporting him, they were told that Rav Yosef Bar Manyumi said in the name of Rav Nachman that this Brisa was not taught and could not be used as a support. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Pei Aleph, and our standard Simmer is a grandpa. A grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa couldn't stand listening to the Yavam bicker over who's responsible to bury the Shomer's Yavam, and waved a shtar at him while shouting, Shtara Omer Ligabos Kagavui Dami. Didn't notice that off to the side, one brother who was a Yavam was promising to divide the estate of his deceased brother with the younger brother. So once again, it's a motion. The grandpa, that must be more in Duff, Pei Aleph. The grandpa couldn't stand listening to the Yavam bicker over who's responsible to bury the Shomer's Yavam, which reminds us, the Gemara asks on the bottom, Da Peyama Beis, Shomer's Yavam Shamesa Mikobra, a Shomer's Yavam that dies, who buries her? Meaning, who's responsible to pay for her burial? Do the husband's heirs, meaning the Yavam, bury her because they inherit the Ksuba, or perhaps the father's heirs bury her because they inherit the properties that enter and leave with her, referring to the Nix and the Luke? The Gemara brings a long exchange between Abai and Rabba. So the grandpa couldn't stand listening to the Yavam bicker over who's responsible to bury the Shomer's Yavam, and waved a shtar at him while shouting, Shtara Omer Ligabos Kagavui Dami, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a Mishnah from Sota that demonstrates that Beis Shammai hold Shtara Omer Ligabos Kagavui Dami, a shtar that awaits collections is considered as if it's already been collected. Rashi explains that the one who holds a shtar which gives him a lien on the debtor's property is considered more muksak in the property than the debtor himself. So the grandpa who couldn't stand listening to the Yavam bicker over who's responsible to bury the Shomer's Yavam, and waved a shtar at him while shouting, Shtara Oymer Ligabos Kagavui Dami, didn't notice that off to the side one brother who was a Yavam was promising to divide the estate of his deceased brother with a younger brother, which reminds us. The Gemara brings an incident where a Yavama fell to a man in Pumbendisa, and his younger brother wanted to give her a get to puzzle her tomb so that his older brother would not inherit the entire estate of the deceased brother. The older brother said he should not give her the get, and I'll divide the estate with you. Rav Yosef's position, the Yavam's promise to share the estate is not valid, even though he'd made a kinyan at the time of the declaration to share the estate, is challenged by Abaya. So once again, the grandpa couldn't stand listening to the Yavam vicar over who's responsible to bury the Shomer's Yavam, and waved the shtar at him while shouting, Shtara Omer Ligabos Kagavui Dami. Didn't notice that off to the side, one brother who was a Yavam was promising to divide the estate of his deceased brother with a younger brother. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.